feel like the great thing about community theater is that it gives a voice to people who don't normally have an outlet for a creative voice, or who maybe don't even think of themselves as artists a lot of the time. Get people from just all walks of life coming in and having these great moments where they realize that they're creative individuals and they have this power to affect others and to learn about their own lives through presenting the lives of others.
That was Gabby Santiago, a volunteer at the Urban Spectrum Theater.
The important thing for you to remember is to have fun. You know, relax, have fun, listen to each other, remember you're not reciting lines, and be mindful of your personal props, know where they are at all times, and remember the scene changes. So, I mean, I know you can remember all of that, right?
Yeah.
But you're all doing a great job, and I love all of you.
Judy Cooper Lyle is founder and artistic director of Urban Spectrum Theater. Based in South Minneapolis, it's a community theater company with a simple mission.
We offer quality, accessible, multicultural entertainment to the inner city with an opportunity for community residents, particularly young people, to work with more experienced performers.
Urban Spectrum fosters grassroots participation. Children, young adults, seniors, everyone is welcomed and encouraged. Judy says demographic changes in the Twin Cities have helped diversify the troupe.
The face of our company has definitely changed to reflect the neighborhood, and that's thrilling to me because that's what we stand for.
Urban Spectrum is an evolving theater group that produces a wide variety of performances. From twists on traditional tales like Alice in Wonderland to Native American, African American, and other culturally rich stories.
I always have been fascinated by different histories than my own background. I come from North Dakota, and even though I've got several drops of Muscogee Indian blood in me, I grew up in a predominantly white community. And when I moved down here, I was fascinated with all the different cultures. That interest has just always been part of what I do.
Though the group is based in South Minneapolis, people from all throughout the metro come to participate. It attracts a great variety of actors and tech personnel, often playing to sold-out shows. But one thing is missing.
We'd like to have a regular place to perform. I'd have things going on all the time if I had a space. And ideally, the marriage of a community center or even a community church with us, which is what we've done in the past, that's part of our mission. I don't have this big dream of I'd like to have a theater with an arcade. I'm community. I'd like to have a space within and become part of that community center or that community church, whatever it is. So we'd like to work with somebody who'd like to have us and be able to say, we have a theater company in here. And if you come in with your family, you know, maybe your young people can get involved with this.
For nearly 40 years, tickets to the Urban Spectrum's productions have been donation-based, meaning no one is turned away for lack of funds. The company is supported by the community and through grants, and neither Judy nor any of the cast and crew receive more than modest stipends for their hard work and long hours.
We're grassroots community theater. Other than wanting a permanent home, we've got so many people that we work with, and they're all just wonderful.
Lisa Vang is a St. Paul resident who works behind the scenes as production coordinator for the Urban Spectrum Theater.
I think the main motivation for joining this theater would be to meet new people and to just do what you love. It is definitely worth it. It gives me such great self-satisfaction that it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. Community theater has shown me a lot and opened my eyes to how much work is put into theater in general.
So what draws people into the Urban Spectrum Theater? I asked all ages of actors, audience members, and volunteers why they got involved.
The ancient art of storytelling, done locally.
This is cool.
It's nice to be part of the theater community, and it's nice to be doing something that you know is going to help other performers.
I think it would pull people together in a way.
We're grassroots community theater.
Welcome to the Urban Spectrum Theater.
For KFAI, this is Daniel Zamzow.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.